Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Friday!
Yes! We're gonna get the Cobra Gang together to solve the latest Britney mystery in just a moment. But before we do, have you gotten your tickets to Project Down and Dirty Construction yet? It's our reality show on the radio. It's just around the corner. And Colleen from the Colleen and Bradley show on the Bradley. Good happy Friday to you. Colleen, tell us how our listeners can get their Project Down and Dirty Construction tickets, please.
It literally could not possibly be easier. All you have to do is go to mytalk1071.com and it will be abundantly clear on the very front page where you are supposed to click to get your tickets, which are, as you mentioned, on sale now. There are two different approaches that you can take.
Approaches? What approach can I take?
Well, there are two different levels of tickets, and it is as simple as you can either get a carload of your favorite friends, but not all of the friends, just up to 8 friends total, and you can buy a carload. Is that what we're calling it?
A big carload.
No, it's actually called
the reserved, basically to
the reserved car ticket.
You pull your vehicle into that spot and you can have you and up to 8 people total in that vehicle, right?
Correct. Yep. And that's $150. And then you can get your standing room ticket for only $60. And then you also get to see the reunion show and have fun, digging around.
Exactly. Riding on big, heavy equipment, destroying things. It's going to be a lot of fun. But wait, there's more, you guys. Happy Adele Day to those who celebrate. Adele has released new music, and we thought you should listen to it if you haven't already.
It's a big day. It's a big day. Just drop that needle any old place, Holly.
It's so good.
Are you crying yet?
No, I have my moments. What I will say is, if you guys have not heard the new Adele music, please spend a few minutes today listening to the whole song. It's Adele. It'll make you feel feels. But I also just love the idea that the initial image that song puts in my head is that Adele is panhandling gold, or isn't that what you call it?
No, is it panhandling?
Yeah, it's panhandling. That's what you do. You're in the river.
Panning for gold.
Yeah, right? I think that's what they call it. So you're in the river. So she's in the river talking about panning for gold. And I just see her as like a minor 49er, like, you know, up in the Yukon looking for bits of gold nuggets.
Just shaking her pan.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't look like in the video that she's wearing one of those wool onesies with the butt flaps.
That's really a shame.
Her prospector.
You know, I
gear.
Don't.
Who, drag queens who directed out there, that? You're on notice. I want to see it.
Who directed that video? Because they did it wrong.
I think so, but it's a beautiful song. So thanks for giving us the opportunity to play a little bit of that, Colleen. Now, let's get the Cobra Gang together to solve the latest Britney mystery.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
What's going on?
There's an exclusive about Britney, and she feels abandoned, and we need to talk about it because this is an exclusive unlike any other, Colleen. There is a story over at A. They've been getting some exclusivos lately.
Maybe the E now stands for exclusive.
Possibly why Britney Spears feels totally abandoned by Jamie Lynn Spears. Her nasty, nasty sister's writing books about her. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a moment. Anyway, apparently a source talking exclusively to E! News, which for the listener, Colleen, remind us, what is an exclusive from E! News mean to us?
It means the call is coming from inside the house, meaning one of the characters in the story probably provided the actual story.
Exactly. And in this case, a source is telling E! News exclusively, bro, probably Britney Spears or Sam Asghari. I don't know who. Because this is a different storyline. Most of the exclusive stories about Britney have been about Sam, how Sam loves the kids, how Sam got a dog, how Sam's going to protect her, right?
Because she needs protection. But she's just a weak woman.
But you haven't seen a lot of stories about, like, Britney's firsthand thoughts on stuff. Well, a source is talking to E! News saying that she feels, quote, totally abandoned by her younger sibling, Jamie Lynn Spears, amid Britney's ongoing conservatorship battle. And here are some actual words, according to the insider, quote, Britney is very, very angry and hurt. She feels, I don't know why it's like a Muppet. She feels like Jamie Lynn totally abandoned her and let her down in the fight for her life. They were best friends and everything to each other for so long. I didn't do that on the, you know, it was weird, but you get what I'm saying. They were best friends for all time. So this is like some words. Now, it shouldn't be surprising to us that Britney feels this way, right? But it is surprising that we're hearing these words from an exclusive source.
So that's the interesting thing, is that it's not that we're surprised that these words are being spoken. It's that now we have to set about figuring out where the message came from, right? Because that's what we do. That's what the Cobra Gang does. We don't just take things at face value. So if we know that the call is coming from inside the house, the question then becomes, who's calling?
Who's calling? So tell me, who's calling?
The weird thing is, I know that this isn't true, but maybe it is true. It sounds like it's coming from Britney.
I think that there's a very good chance that the feeling is coming for Britney, whether the words themselves, like Britney's sitting down with a pen and paper and then sending a, you know, airmail over to E, is I don't know how.
Although she did get an iPad, so maybe she can send emails.
I mean, it's possible. What was I going to say about Britney feeling abandoned by Jamie Lynn? This is totally believable and plausible and likely, because one thing we did not talk about this week is Britney Spears throwing some, like, I wouldn't even call it throwing shade. I would just call it throwing, like, dog do at her sister on social media.
What did she say?
So it was on Instagram. I don't have it in front of me, but from the best of my recollection, as I furiously try to pull up Britney's Instagram account, if I can find it, and I probably won't, it doesn't matter. What I will tell you is the main thrust of the shade throwing was that Britney was going to write a book. We talked about this, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, if I remember correctly, it was like, I'm having a hard time coming up with names for my book, like Liar and Liars and Lying Who Lie, because these people lie. It was like, it was throwing direct shade at Jamie Lynn Spears' book.
Yeah, yeah, because she was going to use a line from a Britney song as the title of her memoir.
Yeah.
And that was shady.
Here's what she said. She goes, PSS, also great news. I'm thinking of releasing a book next year, but I'm having issues coming up with a title. So maybe my fans could help. Option one, bleep, I really don't know. Option two, I really care what people think. What do you guys think? And this is literally the day or after Jamie released the news that she was changing the name of her autobiography, because it was a direct ripoff of Britney's song.
Oh, it was legitimately lyrics from a Britney song. What was it called? My Loneliness is Killing Me or something?
No, it was, what was it? Things I Should...
Not Yet a Woman?
I Must Confess.
Oh, that's what it...
What did you say? Not a Woman? What?
I said Not Yet a Woman.
Not Yet a Woman. No, it was I Must Confess, and she changed it to Things I Should Have Said. Again, that's Britney throwing shade at Jamie Lynn, which lends credibility to this exclusive source over at E that says she feels totally abandoned by her sister. And I will say, there is nothing like sister rivalry, like, just from a theatrical Hollywood standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody remember, the ancient Hollywood sister battle between the now dearly departed Femme Fatales and Holly, the names are leaving me. So please.
Olivia de Havilland and yes. Joan Fontaine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, but the like way grasping, you danced grasping, around grasping, that was grasping. Great.
Olivia de Havilland, of course, and her sister Joan Fontaine, you know, argued or allegedly, supposedly had some form of feud for a very big chunk of their lives. And it should not surprise us. that these two, but I think what surprises us, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, is that she is talking to the tabloids about it.
It appears as though she is definitely the one talking to the tabloids about it, which is, that is unique. And honestly, well, I would say if indeed it is her or somebody close to her, but who's close to her, I just feel like this is maybe where we're going to start to see the tide turn a little bit with her conservatorship, because she's actually like allowed to do things like drive a car.
Yeah.
And apparently give exclusives to E.
Do you think this is coming from the encouragement? We have no way of knowing, of course. By the way, if you're just joining us, we do live in the world of tinfoil hats here on the Colleen and Bradley show. And that's what we're doing with Britney Spears. But do you think that perhaps Sam Asghari is like, girl, you need to get your stories out there because this is how this works. And like, if you want people to believe your side of things, you got to give them a story.
So it's interesting that you said that, because I've been spending way more time than I really want to admit thinking about the relationship of Sam Asghari and Britney Spears and how like how it benefits him to alienate. I mean, I don't know, he might be a great person, but it would benefit him in the long run to make himself kind of her one and only, like to alienate the people in her family who've been terrible to her.
Yeah.
It benefits him. It only benefits him. And so would he do that? I think he might.
Yeah.
If he's a gold digger.
Most certainly. I think most certainly Sam Asghari is a person who, whatever his motives, because really, you don't know what's in, you know, by the way, a phrase I hate is when people say, I don't know what's in someone's heart. I don't care. What do their actions say?
Right.
And in all the actions that we've seen from Sam Asghari, what we know about him is that he is clearly motivated to polish, push, promote his own career, which no shame in that game. But everything that then comes out of his mouth to me seems like an extension of that, or is suspect. At the very least, we should be suspicious of the things that are coming out of his mouth. And I wish Britney was a little more suspicious. But my God, imagine standing in front of that man with no clothes on.
Oof. It would be hard.
I mean, okay.
I'm sorry.
Way to start Friday off, kid.
That was by accident. My apologies.
Was it?
I didn't mean to be so disgusting.
That's not disgusting. You're just honest.
Okay, true.
Speaking of true, when we return, I do know on good authority that Holly Roberts today will be sharing with us all the latest from Hollywood, because she's doing a Dirt Alert. By the way, go get them Project Down and Dirty tickets at mytalk1071.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And here with all the latest, it's that hip happening Holly Roberts with all the latest from Hollywood. I said that. Hey, Holly.
Hi. Welcome to Friday's Dirt Alert, where we're talking some cast.
Why are we talking sexy?
Because it's Friday's Dirt Alert. We get sexy on Fridays.
It's a sexy Dirt Alert.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Drop some dirt, girl.
Well, actually, this isn't really sexy, but this is some casting news. Armie Hammer has been replaced in the Broadway play The Minutes by Poops Creek star Noah Reed.
Oh, yay! Oh,
so I love him.
A win for Noah Reed, a win for Broadway goers, and Armie Hammer still remains
For him.
Well, no, cast members, you know, clutched their limbs lovingly upon learning this news that
That they would limb get eater. To keep their limbs.
Armie Hammer would not be. Because the joke is that he likes to eat people. Yay. Holly was looking like, look. Weird.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, I got it eventually. It's Friday. Yeah. So Armie Hammer, you know, we still really haven't heard a lot from him all summer into the fall. So he's laying low in the Grand Caymans.
I mean, he really hasn't said anything lately.
Well, it must be, you know, I'm thinking that his attorneys, well, because there's actual criminal investigation.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Going underway in Los Angeles County concerning his behavior. Mm-hmm. But also, it's one of those things where if you don't put yourself out there, then people will forget you.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And so I think
we tell celebrities this all the time.
And do they listen?
Nope.
No. If you don't put yourself out there, then the conversation will move away from you, particularly if you're in headlines for things that you don't want to be in headlines for.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is, like, unlike some actors, I don't want to spend too much time on this or make too much out of it, but I do think, like, his coming from a place of wealth and having an incredible family wealth that has allowed him to have somewhat more privileged life than probably his compatriot actors, like, that allows him a silence that I don't know a number of other actors in a similar position could afford. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, he can afford to just kind of go away and, like, stay in his little Grand Cayman bubble until the storm passes, allegedly, supposedly, with all the bad press, in a way that, like, if you're a working actor, like, you have to, like, I mean, I'm a working actor who did some heinous things. So this is a weird conversation, but, like, I just think it's easier for him to stay silent is all I'm saying.
You're saying what I hear you saying is, like, for a lesser known, lesser resourced actor, mm-hmm. this could ruin them. But yeah. for him, it won't likely.
Yeah. 'Cause he can just escape into the background, reemerge. I mean, who knows, right? Like, how that'll happen. But look at, like, Kevin Spacey, for example.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And most actors who are in the Screen Actors Guild are not making a lot of money, and they're often working for scale. So it's actually like, oh, I have to put myself out there because I literally need to work in order to do the things that I need to do. So there's Armie Hammer. Not going to be on Broadway.
Bye.
Not gonna.
Would not be prudent.
No.
Nor safe for fingers and toes.
Hey, Kim Kardashian is wearing furry glasses that cost $1,000 over on her Instagram account.
Please go look at these glasses, okay. Colleen. Google Kim Kardashian black fuzzy glasses.
Yeah. Fuzzy glasses.
Sorry.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian is wearing these. I believe she put these photos on Instagram. This is a part of a series that she's been doing with Balenciaga, these unisuits with gloves and
for goodness
furry
sake.
Things where it's like, I can wear my sunglasses at night inside and they can be furry and worth $1,000.
Who this does is, this?
This is, she looks like a damn Muppet.
I mean, yes, a damn Muppet.
My God, those
she
are
looks
awful.
Like what I immediately thought of was like sexy Catwoman, but it's like she killed the cat and like made it into glasses and a handbag, because there is, Holly, a matching handbag.
Yes,
that is equally fluffy and dumb.
Yeah. Now the handbag is going to set you back $1,890. So. The glasses alone cost $1,000, and the handbag is another $2,000. And then you can get the pantaleggings. That's what they're called on the Balenciaga website. Only one left in a size 36 in the color red. That is your only option if you want to look like Kim Kardashian.
And the shoes are a part of the leggings.
Yeah, it's a pantalegging.
Is that what a pantalegging? I've never heard of such things.
Well, they kind of made it.
This
that is so ugly, by the way.
Feel
although like Holly could totally rock this.
Well, this is one of those things. This is what high fashion is. When high fashion is so ugly that it's more of a flex of your economic ability to buy into the ugly thing. So you can wear the ugly thing, and that signals to people, I'm so rich that I can be this ugly.
Also, Holly, I wasn't implying that you would look great in ugly pantaleggings, but I mean,
I understand.
She could pull them off. I think, like, you would actually like things like this. Colleen, I don't think
you'd be willing to take the risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I just feel like it would
It's not a t-shirt, which is more my style.
Yeah, and mine, the same one. But mostly, I'm just concerned about the lack of air filtration between the shoe part and the leg part.
Yeah, I'm worried about athlete's foot and camel toe in these pants.
Also, like, what's the washing program? What does the laundry tag say?
Dry clean only, Colleen. Thank you for asking. We can't buy it.
We can't do that.
Yeah, we can't do that. What was that stuff that you used to be able to buy the bag? And then you put
Dry-El.
Man, that was like next level when I was working at Target and having to wear a suit every day. I would throw my pants in that Dry-El bag, go to town. Oof, saved me so much money. It was revolutionary.
Oh, the early 2000s. What a time to be alive.
Those khakis were really crisp and clean.
That's great. I'm so glad for you, Bradley. Finally, Lourdes Leon reveals something that's not shocking to anybody who's been paying attention to pop culture in the last 40 years, that Madonna's a control freak.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, and she was like, I got to get away. I'm going to pay for my own college. University of Michigan. She's a model. She's not really interested into acting because actors don't really do it for her. But she's out there ready to pose for you if the price is right. Because she said she wants to make money.
No, I can't pay. I can't pay for that.
I probably won't pay, but I'm sure there are people out there, and I'm glad she's living her truth.
Yeah, I can give her 73 cents and a half packet of certs.
Okay.
That works.
Sounds like a deal. When we return, Holly Roberts.
I would do it for that.
I mean, at this point, who wouldn't? When we return, Holly. I would say this is one of my favorite parts of the day here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi.
It's Happy Friday. Go get your Project Done and Dirty construction tickets at mytalk1071.com. And now for juicy bits of gossip with the names left out, it's Holly Roberts.
Blinded by the item.
Oh, yeah, gonna solve hot celebrity gossip mysteries this afternoon. Let's start with this one.
Okay.
A foreign-owned massive conglomerate is already planning a hologram tour of the illiterate permanent A-list singer solo and in a group. Are these really gonna be a thing? These holograms?
Illiterate solo and in a group.
This person is still on the planet.
Oh, and they're alive? That's why I was having a hard time, because I'm like, Whitney Houston?
No.
Whitney Houston.
Michael Maxon? No, he's not with us. And that would be complicated.
Justin Timberlake?
Yes. Okay, so...
Rock band.
Okay.
Yes, this person was a singer for a rock band and also had a very prolific solo career.
Ringo Rarr.
Ozzy Osbourne.
There you go.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
Ringo Rarr.
I liked that. I was here for that.
Uh-huh. Someone should name their cat that.
Ringo Rarr.
Okay, yeah. Listen, fill in the blank and then I've got things.
So I don't know what conglomerate is planning this, but somebody is planning a hologram tour of Ozzy Osbourne. Are these really going to be a thing?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing.
ABBA.
Have you seen Ozzy Osbourne recently?
No, why would I?
I just don't really... I feel like a hologram tour is not a bad idea.
Well,
like, I know he's in this realm.
That's why I said
good idea. But I'm not sure he's in this realm.
That's why I said good idea, because it seems like perhaps he's had, you know, some health issues, and Sharon, you know, being out of work and all, is able to, I think, help more around the house, which is good.
Poor Sharon.
No, that seems totally possible. And, you know, frankly, I mean, it's only a matter of time before Nick Jonas and the Jonas Brothers 30 years from now are doing the very same thing, where they are having dual income streams from their avatars out there making money for them. And then, you know, they're able to go farm and live the slow life, you know, baking their own bread and selling it on...
The Jonas Brothers are farming?
No, I'm just saying that you can see a world 30 years from now wherein people, aging celebrities, decide, you know what, I'm going to put my avatars out there to do concerts, and that way I don't have to, but I don't have to die for that to be a possibility.
Right. No, that's a good point.
Yeah. popping your artisanal popcorn.
Yeah, like they'll be doing the things that they want to do and making us all feel insecure and inadequate in terms of the things we can do because our lives are so busy doing work every day. But they're like, yeah, well, it's just so refreshing because I send my avatar out to the do the concert tour and I'm really looking forward to it this time. It's like, you're not doing anything. You're just making money, man.
They're going to make so much money.
I know.
They're going to make so much money.
Thanks, ABBA.
Blinded by the item.
Another celebrity gossip mystery. Considering the name of her most recent project, it's slightly amusing that this A+/A-list mostly movie actress is splitting with her husband.
Ooh.
A+/A-list mostly movie actress is splitting with her husband and it's a surprise.
And it's the project yeah, is ironic.
Yeah, considering the most recent project that she's starring in, by the way, which just wrapped up, I'll give you a hint. This last Sunday, it was on the TV.
Okay.
I mean,
it was on the TV and it just wrapped up.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Great.
I got thrown off by that. So can I go back to the actress?
Mm-hmm.
She's a TV actress.
Mostly movies.
Oh, mostly movies. I don't know what just wrapped up. That's what I'm having a hard time with.
I know, me too.
Is it a cable streaming show?
Yes.
It's not like The Morning Show?
No. Okay. This person is also starring in a film that came out in September where she played someone who existed in real life. We were kind of excited to see it, and then it kind of went nowhere.
Nicole Kidman?
No.
Oh.
You were thinking that Lucy thing, maybe?
Maybe.
But that's not.
We were excited to see it, but then it went nowhere.
Well, we just haven't really heard much about it, because apparently she was good in it, but the movie itself was just so-so.
Did she play an iconic character?
Yeah, we know who that person is.
Is it Jennifer Hudson?
No.
That's a good guess.
The person was from here, Minnesota, originally.
Oh, Renee Zellweger?
No.
You're saying the iconic person she played was from Minnesota?
That's right.
Did we like this person?
I don't...
They were not a controversial figure.
Oh, well, yes, they were controversial.
Oh, it was Tammy Faye.
Yeah.
Oh, and Jennifer...
And it's, Jessica Chastain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So considering the name of Jessica Chastain's most recent project, which was Scenes from a Marriage, which is all about divorce, it's slightly amusing that Jessica Chastain is probably going to be splitting with her husband.
Okay. You know what is juicy about this? You know.
The whole thing?
No, but there's something else that we talked about that makes this story even juicier. Because remember, she was in an award show recently and.
Oh, she was getting all makey outy with what's his face.
Well, Oscar he was Isaac. Literally Oscar sticking Isaac. His nose in her armpit, and they were trying to play it off like
kiss her elbow.
And I just love that everybody bought that story. And I'm like, she's an actress. Look at the way he was looking at her.
And then, but then he was like, "Hey, you guys, we're acting. Don't you get it? We're acting like we're film stars on the red carpet of the Venice Film Festival. This means nothing."
Okay, is Oscar Isaac married?
Yes.
Ooh.
Which is why this whole thing was shady, because you know she's married and she's like, "We've been friends forever. It's nothing." Like again, and that's what we said at the time. Like we've been friends for a long time. I'm not sticking my nose in your armpit.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Blinded by the idol.
I don't know.
Speaking of horrible movies, everyone knew the movie starring A-list actors, Best Friends and Best Friends, was going to be problematic from the start. The movie is boring and then somehow gets even more boring. Despite all of that, the A-list actor with the larger role still wants the studio to honor their commitment for a huge For Your Consideration campaign to get him an Oscar nomination.
Ugh. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
What's the movie
and
they're
what
doing?
What is the name of the movie?
Bend Over. Is it like Bend?
So is this the one that's the about the small town bar? The, no. Okay.
No.
What Matt is, Damon, Ben.
It has nothing to do with Affleck. The small town okay. bar.
That's another
just
one.
Just a small
that's,
town bar.
No, there is this one, though. That George Clooney directed, but that's not the same one because Matt Damon's not in it. Doesn't matter. Moving on. Is this the one where they almost kissed?
I think so.
Am I having a fever dream?
Maybe.
The Last Duel?
Yeah, which it takes place in medieval times, by the way, Colleen.
And everybody has sexy romantic
where they didn't have a neighborhood bar.
Scenes.
Yeah, maybe they had a neighborhood mead hole.
Okay. I don't want to talk about your mead hole.
I do.
But anyways, so The Last Duel starring Ben Affleck and Matt Damon is extremely boring and people aren't really digging it. But despite all that, it might be Ben Affleck. It might be Matt Damon. I don't know who has the bigger role in The Last Duel, but they still want the studio to do a huge For Your Consideration campaign so that either Ben Affleck or Matt Damon could get an Oscar nomination.
I just love also the idea of them dressed up in like
like
medieval knights.
Medieval times.
Like, yeah, like they're going like to the Renaissance cosplay. Festival. Like, who wants to see Matt Damon and Ben Affleck at the Renaissance Festival?
No.
Yeah. Joust between friends. Thank you. Oh,
Holly, those were great. Those Thank were really you for good. That delightful you, turn through the blind item.
All right. When we return, the poor Khloe Kardashian Chronicles continues. That was a lot of K's. As this time, Colleen tells us, or dishes rather, on her possible sexy pregnancy. Ooh, sexy pregnancy. We'll get all the details when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. And here with all the sexy pregnancy news on the Colleen and Bradley show is our good friend Colleen. Okay, what?
Sell it.
The poor Khloe Chronicles continues. And I see the words sexy pregnancy. What's
okay,
this
so here's
about?
The deal. This here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this. They've got a new Hulu show coming up. The Kardashians do. And I want to predict that Khloe is going to be pregnant at some point in the nearest future.
Okay.
Yeah. How do I know that? Where do I think I'm getting
that from? How do you know
that
and where do you think you're getting that from?
They are dropping the sexy pregnancy crumbs. And here's how we know it. So they do. This is what they do. This is what they do. This is what they do.
What do they do?
This is what they do.
Okay.
The Kardashians, specifically Khloe. Khloe works in the comment section. Meaning, the way they get stories about Khloe, the way that they construct tabloid stories about Khloe, oftentimes it originates in the comment section of her Instagram or of somebody else's mm-hmm. Instagram. So here's how it started. It started with that Health magazine spread of Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
So she's Heath. On the cover of...
You didn't see the Heath. L, you just saw the Sorry. H-E-A-T-H.
Heath. magazine. So she's got this, you know, hot cover photo and she posts it on her own Instagram. And then Tristan Thompson, who, by the way, they go to great pains to remind us she is not together with right now.
Yeah, which I don't However, understand.
Remember, she had that diamond encrusted ring that she was
mixed messages
flapping about. Anywho, he takes to her Instagram and he comments the following. Wow, you are so motivational, Coco. So proud of your hard work and dedication to your healthcare and fitness. Abs of steel. BRB, I need to do some sit-ups. Two heart emojis.
Okay.
Jeez.
I love relationship by Insta comment.
So he basically is like, you sexy. You are a sexy lady. I am praising your body.
In public.
Sexy.
In public. Okay, so... Remember I said they work in the comment sections. So that's one comment from Tristan on Khloe's picture that then TMZ picked up.
Sexy pregnancy crumb.
It's one little sexy pregnancy crumb. Okay, then the next thing happened on Twitter. Apparently, she replied to somebody on Twitter who said, so she posted a picture of her with True. Their daughter, her and Tristan's daughter. And she was like, how is my baby getting so grown on me? Remember, we can't say she's gotten
big. We don't
say
big. We say tall.
Grown or tall are okay. Big is not. Okay? So she posts a picture. She says, how is my baby getting so grown on me? And somebody replied on Twitter, time for another. And she wrote, I want her to have a sibling if it's God's plan.
Okay.
Okay, so now
public comment, sexy pregnancy crumb.
Sexy pregnancy crumb. Because here's what we know. We know that poor Chloe, that trajectory around her marriage failing, around, you know, how hard they had to work to get True in the first place. Everybody, Chloe wants everybody to think that Chloe's going to have another baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious, right? I mean, it would be weird if she didn't, honestly.
Well, and what do we know about the Kardashians?
They like to
have Kardashians like to have babies with the same people. Meaning, it doesn't really, it matters not if they're in a relationship together. They like to have babies with the same people.
Yeah.
Even, even Kylie is pregnant again by somebody who she wasn't back together with.
I mean, I fully think that, like, if Courtney wanted to have a kid again, she would have a kid with Scott Disick, Chloe. Even if she...
Oh, Courtney. Sorry. No. That was my bad.
Courtney and Scott Disick. If Courtney wanted to have another kid, she would totally do it with Scott Disick, even if she was with another man, not Travis Barker. Yeah, Travis Barker, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can't keep her men straight. Wasn't it Ben... Who was the Ben Jonas guy?
Benjamin.
That was
Jonas.
While ago.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
That was a while ago. Mm-hmm. But that's what I mean. Yeah. I can't keep... But what I'm saying is she would not have a child with the man she's actually with. She would have a child with the father of her other children, which is just a whole different flex. I mean, I'm not saying you what you should and shouldn't do to make your family whole, but it is a particular Kardashian equation that seems to be in existence.
Right. Like they always go back to the same father.
Even if what's so interesting about that, like, right, I don't want to focus on the family planning part of that, but like there is something a little weird about that in terms of the way we usually create families, right? Or different? Okay, different is the polite word.
Yeah.
But like, how often have you had friends that are like, well, I'm going to go back to this relationship that I have ended and this person I have divorced to at least have a child? Does that happen much?
And the thing I think is strange about this, and go with me on my thought process, is that like, it sort of supposes... Or I suppose you could extrapolate from that they have something against half siblings, right? Where the one parent is the same and the other parent is different. Mm-hmm. But Chloe, Courtney, Kim, and Rob are half siblings to Kylie and Kendall. Mm-hmm. And there is no, they don't.
But maybe that was like a point of contention. And they're like, we're never going to do that again.
It's so odd. It's so strange.
Yeah.
It's a strange way to be. I don't know. That sounds judgy. It is judgy.
Well,
it's an interesting way of going about it.
Yeah. It's atypical of what we normally see. You don't see families usually operating this way. But what is also fascinating to me with the Kardashians is that they all behave the same way. Like they are literally all doing and even the
it's
men
in their contract,
the types of men or the personalities of men that they are attracted to, you know, they sort of there always is this like not theme, but like characterization in the media of them as bad boys. You know, you think of and I don't know that that's real. I'm just saying that's the sort of framing in tabloids that you see such that they can't be together, you know, like. They're always a little countercultural or a little, you know, think about Kanye West, Scott Disick. Well, yeah, Scott Disick, cheaty, very cheaty. But
same with Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
Super
well,
cheaty.
Well, Lamar Odom.
Yep. Cheaty. Yeah. Again, she and Tristan are allegedly not together right now. However, they are going to great pains to make it look like they kind of are or might
be.
Which tells me that they're... And then we've got the crumb trail that's leading to sexy pregnancy.
And then when she sees that we pointed out the crumb trail, and thank you, you've done a marvelous job, she will clap back on the sexy pregnancy crumb trail. A lot of words that make no sense normally, but we help you understand what they mean. When we come back, Colleen has a different question for you to weigh in on. What's your favorite dough or batter to eat raw? 651-641-1071. What raw dough or batter? Cookie dough, brownie batter? Are you